Leviticus 25:10, the Bible says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And this is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. I'd like to welcome you today to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. We certainly do appreciate you listening in. Noah's not with us today in the studio, so he usually welcomes all of our listeners. And I would like to welcome our listeners today, those on WATA and also those on WZAP in Bristol, Virginia. We do appreciate our listeners. Mount Lebanon is located in Vilas, North Carolina. We're on Baird's Creek Road just above the Willow Creek Golf Course, and that is 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. I'd like to take just a moment to invite you to come and be with us in any or all of our services. We have Sunday school on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We have our Sunday morning worship service at 11 a.m. And then on Wednesday night, we have our midweek prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. And I'm going through the book of Colossians right now, and we're really enjoying that book. And also, I do want to mention, I want to announce revival services. I'd like to invite you out, especially some of our listeners on WZAP may be closer to the area that I'm talking about. But next Sunday night, November the 13th, I'll be in revival at the Victory Baptist Church that is located in Roan Mountain, Tennessee. Pastor Jerry Honeycutt, that's just off of Highway 19. Sunday night, we start at 6 p.m., and then Monday through Wednesday night, we'll be starting at 7 p.m. And if you are in the listening area, we'd love to invite you to come out and be with us in those revival services, and we'd also love to have your prayers for us if you can't. Today, we have a very special guest with us, Brother Rick Cornejo. He has been with us before. He is the Brother Rick, your position at the American Legion just slipped my mind.
I'm the finance officer.
The finance,
I'm the money guy.
The money guy. You know, that's the most important person in the organization most of the time.
It gets a little nerve-wracking.
I'm sure it does. But I'd like to welcome you to the radio broadcast today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes, we
and
are.
Go ahead. Noah's not here. I'll welcome everybody.
Okay.
To WATA and WZAP.
So. All right. We always, before Memorial Day and before Veterans Day, we have a special radio broadcast, and we have Brother Rick. He represents the American Legion Post locally, Post 130, and of course, he's a pastor as well, pastor of the Mount Perrin Baptist Church.
That's correct.
And do you think that has something to do with being nominated to come down? And
they figure I'm not afraid to talk in front of people, so they figure I can do it better.
It's a nerve-wracking thing if you're not sort of used to it, you know.
Well, it was when I was in school. I'd rather take an F in English class than to do a book report. And here I am now. The Lord put me in front of groups of people to preach His words.
So right.
It's pretty amazing.
Take a minute and tell us about Mount Perrin and where it is and when your services are.
Mount Perrin is located on Wildcat Road. We tell people, though, the best way to get there is to come down 421 to Stony Fork Road and come in that way, because Stony Fork and Wildcat Road become the same road. And it's a little bit less steep to get into Mount Perrin that way. But we're about 3 miles, so we're right in the middle on Wildcat Road. Our services are Sunday, of course. Sunday school is at 10, and our worship service is at 11. We do first and third Sunday nights at 6 for Bible study. We're going through the book of 1 Samuel right now. And then on Wednesday night, of course, we have our prayer service at 7:30.
So, right. So. All right. And you are invited to come and be with them.
Anytime.
We've got both ends of the county covered right there, just about.
And we don't want, you know, everybody's welcome, everybody's invited.
Right.
We're not trying to take anybody away from their church, but there's a lot of people in our county that could
that don't go anywhere.
Nice home church.
Yeah.
And Mount Lebanon or Mount Perrin, either one.
Right.
Would be a great place.
Something unique about this Veterans Day is the
date.
The date of it. And it's 11-11-11. Brother Rick has told us before about the signing of the it's when the hostilities ceased.
Correct. And the signatures were like a week before, but their promise was at the 11th hour of the 11th month on the 11th day,
right,
that all hostilities would cease, called the armistice.
Okay. I wanted to read this. Actually, Congress officially recognized the end of World War One. This was on June 4th, 1926. There was a resolution concerning Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And it said, whereas the 11th of November, 1918 marked the cessation of the most destructive, sanguinary, and far-reaching war in human annals, and the resumption by the people of the United States of peaceful relations with other nations, which we hope may never again be severed. And whereas it is fitting that the recurring anniversary of this date should be commemorated with thanksgiving and prayer. Mm-hmm. And I was reading over that this morning. I thought, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. You know,
you wouldn't hear that today.
I don't think so. But Veterans Day is to be commemorated with thanksgiving and prayer. And it gets more interesting after that. With thanksgiving and prayer exercises designed to perpetuate peace through goodwill and mutual understanding between nations. And it said 27 of our states have already declared November 11th to be a legal holiday. Therefore, be it resolved by the Senate, the House of Representatives, concurring that the President of the United States is requested to issue a proclamation calling upon the officials to display the flag of the United States on all government buildings on November 11th, and inviting the people of the United States to observe the day in schools and churches or other suitable places, mm-hmm, with appropriate ceremonies of friendly relations with all other peoples. Now, that's not a breach of the so-called separation of church and state. The government's not telling the church to do that, but I like the way that was phrased. It said inviting. This would be a good thing. And so I thought that was pretty good. And I had never read through that before, but I thought that was interesting. And so Veterans Day is this Thursday. And
Friday.
Mine went blank there just momentarily.
Well, what's confusing is a lot of the schools are doing a veterans program on Thursday. I know Blowing Rock Elementary School, Cove Creek, and Green Valley and Parkway are doing a program called Invite a Vet to School. Several of us will be at Parkway, and then I believe your dad and about three or four others are going to be at Cove Creek. I don't know of who was going to be at Blowing Rock or Green Valley, but they've been doing that for several years now.
Right.
These programs for, but they have to do it on Thursday because Friday is a holiday and the kids won't be in school.
And that's a pretty much a national thing, bring a vet to school day.
Well, especially right now with, of course, Afghanistan going on, you know, Iraq's kind of winding down. But still, a lot of these families have family members, maybe not local or close, but, you know, a cousin, a nephew, or somebody that is serving.
Right.
Our services aren't quite as large as they were during World War II when we had so many people and everybody was touched. But, you know, a lot of these folks are really interested to hear, and a lot of our teachers are really making it part of their classroom programs.
So. Do you have a list of activities going on over the weekend?
Well, the only two that I know of in Watauga County for Veterans Day is ASU. We'll have Senator Dan Suchek doing the service at the flagpole at 7:30 on Friday morning, and then a continental breakfast in the administration building afterwards. And then we'll be doing the deal at the mall again. The band will start playing about 10:30, and then the actual festivities will start about 11. And we're asking all the American Legion, DAV, VFW, all the folks in our area to come out in numbers, because a lot of people really enjoy getting a chance to talk to the vets.
Right. It's interesting. You know, you pass veterans every day. You don't really think anything about it. But we went summer before last to King, North Carolina, when they had the Christian flag rally. Mm-hmm. And my dad wore his American Legion hat. And I was amazed at how many people came up to him and thanked him for serving. And so veterans, that is what Veterans Day is for, is for all veterans, not just veterans of foreign wars or, you know, but it is for all veterans. I was studying this morning a little bit about soldiers in the Bible. And, of course, there's a great many soldiers mm-hmm. in the Bible. I guess probably the most famous passage of Scripture in the Bible that has to do with a soldier is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, where Paul told Timothy, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." And there's a lot of correlation between being a soldier and a Christian soldier. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to sing that song, "Onward, yeah. Christian Soldiers." But I was thinking, you know, soldiers, they serve. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we can talk about serving the Lord. And
yes.
and they sacrifice. And, you know, it's a sacrifice to, especially for a young person. Well, anybody. But I remember 18 years old getting on the airplane, you know, sad day in my life, heartbreaking, and leaving home and everything. So there's a sacrifice involved, and they submit to authority. Mm-hmm. He said, be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And they shoot, you know, some of them, not all of them. Some of them supply. That's what I did. But there's a lot of parallels you could draw there. There was you had a list of stores and things that were offering.
Several different companies that have, during Veterans Day and some of them during Memorial Day, that offer benefits to veterans.
Right.
Here locally, we've Applebee's and Chili's have special menus that veterans can get a free meal off of those menus. And those will be actually on Veterans Day on Friday. And then Golden Corral, of course, for years has linked up, especially through the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans. They've done theirs, but they usually do theirs after, because they try to do theirs on a Monday. And again, they will be doing that on Monday the 14th at any Golden Corral. And the other thing I found out last night at our meeting with the American Legion is the most of the Golden Corrals will give you a 10% discount even through the rest of the year for a veteran's discount, if you just let them know that you're a veteran. Krispy Kreme is giving away a free donut. Outback Steakhouse is doing their blooming onion and non-alcoholic beverage. Texas Roadhouse, I know we don't have one here, but I know a lot of folks that travel to outside to go to the Texas Roadhouse. They've also got their free meal up until 4 o'clock on Friday. Dollar General's giving a 10% discount. Lowe's is doing a veterans discount. And one of the ones online, Amazon.com, is doing a deal for the veterans at that time.
Right.
So, those are all the ones that are pretty much local. There are other ones. And if you go online to and do a Google search for veteran discounts for Veterans Day, it'll give you a nice list if you're going to be traveling, and you might want to check that out.
Okay. So, and, you know, if you're not a veteran and say you go to a restaurant and they are offering something for the veterans, you know, thank the restaurant or the business mm-hmm. that's giving a discount, because they're doing something. You know, nobody makes them do that. But it's a nice thing. And, of course, honoring to our veterans and the service that they've given to the country. So, you know, you don't have to be in the military to be a part of this. You could just, you know, say, you know, I appreciate what you do for the veterans.
Well, one of the sponsors here on the station, Moe's Boots, gives discounts to
right.
veterans. So I believe he's a Marine veteran, and he does it year-round.
Right.
So, just kind of like to support those those stores that do that.
Moe's Boots is not too far from the radio station here, right. and so he does that year-round.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
I think last I think for Memorial Day, he gave away a free gift to veterans that came in too, not only the discount. So.
Right. Tell us a little bit about, well, I was thinking about, you know, people we take for granted, you know, being in the military, but someone may be interested. What did you do when you were in the military? What branch of service and what was your job, they called it, or your specialty field, MOS? Every branch calls it something different.
Yeah, I think the Army calls it MOS, as we called it NEC, Navy Enlisted Classifications. I started out in the Navy right after high school and went in and actually became what they call a bosun's mate. And what a bosun mate does is normally keep all the rigs on a ship running to make sure that they function properly, and then do maintenance, basically, on the rest of the ship. As I told somebody one time, if you ever wondered how those nice, pretty haze gray ships stay haze gray, well,
yes.
I did that.
Right.
We were the painters, the upkeep, the tilers, whatever. And then, of course, the rigs that run between ships during underway replenishments and whatever. We keep those operating and maintain those. And then about halfway through my naval career, because I spent 22 years in, I changed from being a bosun mate to what they call a Navy counselor. In the late 70s, the military realized, of course, with a lot of people coming out of Vietnam and that whole era, that they'd spent a lot of money training sailors and soldiers and whatever to be, say, sailors and soldiers. But they weren't spending anything to help them go home. So they decided to make a particular rate that if you decided to stay in the Navy, that would help you get a good orders or good duty station and transfer on. Or if you decided to just get out after your first tour, that they would also help you get back home and do things to make your transition back to civilian life easier.
Right.
So, and one of the problems we found was really the retirees. For a long time, retirees from the military, 5 or 6 years after they retired, most of them would die. And the biggest thing was because they couldn't make that adjustment from 20, 25, 30 years back to civilian life. They didn't have anything to do.
Right.
So that was one of the things, too, that we were identified to try to help them make that transition back to civilian life after all the time they'd given to the service.
Right. So, when you're 18 years old and you join the military and you think, wow, 20 years and I can retire. But now, if I would have stayed in, I would have been retired 2 or 3 years, well, more than that, because I went in at 18 and I'm 42. And, you know, people work. They retire 2 and 3 times. You know, that's not the end of the world.
Yep.
20 years is not really a long time.
Well, I give my dad and his buddies credit for the decision to stay in, because I would come home on leave in my first tour, and they'd all be standing around, man, if I'd have stayed in, I could have been retired, had that pension coming in every month. And,
yeah.
You know, wouldn't have had to put in long hours.
Right.
To maintain. So. Plus, in 1975, when my first tour was up, it was kind of like now. The jobs were scarce. The economy was a little down. So,
when did you retire?
In 94.
In 94.
So I've been retired for 17 years.
17 years. See, that's you're coming up on your second 20.
Yeah.
And most people just wouldn't be satisfied to just.
Well, most of the ones I knew that were retiring from the military, they weren't planning to quit, you know, go home. And I mean, a lot of them joked about sitting on the front porch and watching the world go by. But now most of them had plans to do something else. So.
Some people may not realize the connection the American Legion has to all this. And I know you know more about it than I do, but maybe take just a minute and tell about the American Legion and the things that they offer locally. It's not a government agency. It's it's a help and organization for veterans. But maybe take just a minute and tell us about, you know, there's the funerals and things along those lines.
Well, number one, we're the largest veteran organization in the world. We even have post overseas. It was founded actually in Paris, France, at the end of World War One, and it was basically veterans relate to veterans. If you know, not to throw off on other people, but if you've not ever been there, you really can't relate to what that, you know, like I tell people all the time, when I was in for 22 years, every 3 years, the Navy came up and said, we don't want you here anymore. We want you someplace else, which means you now have to uproot your entire family and move to another part of the country or another part of the world. And veterans found that easier to deal with that kind of stuff if they had organizations that would help with that. So, yeah, being in the American Legion, Disabled American Veterans, VFW, all these organizations, wherever you went, there was a group there, and you could walk in and they could help you adjust as well as the group that you were assigned to when you're transferred. When you get out of the service, it's the same kind of thing. They help you adjust back to civilian life. It gives you a little camaraderie with people that have gone down the same road, that know exactly where you're coming from, and it's just a good time. They also try to do things to help out in the community. We have American Legion baseball that have a lot of people in our community, you know, a lot of young people. We have the oratory program that we're sponsoring a young man for this year. They have the student trooper program where kids that are planning to go into the State Highway Patrol can go through this program and spend some time actually at the Highway Patrol training. I think it's a week that they spend there actually going through the same training right. that the Highway Patrolmen go through. But, yeah, we're best known, I guess, in Watauga County for the Honor Guard. We do the military funerals, as we tell people a lot of times. The active duty is a little busy right now. So a lot of the organizations have taken that function on. Here in Watauga County, the American Legion does the Honor Guard. The Disabled American Veterans do the Color Guard. And that just makes sure that all veterans who pass away get a full military funeral. The VA only states that if you do your initial time and you don't retire, then you're entitled to a flag folding team and a presenter, and that's pretty much it, and taps. And we kind of thought that was unfair. We've all served. We all did basically the same thing. So right. we do the full military funeral where we have the 21-gun salute. We do the flag presentation and taps. And, of course, for the sea services, the Coast Guard, the Marines, the Navy, I do the bosun's pipe, which is, if you ever watch the old World War II movies, you hear the whistle in the background on the ship. And that is an old system that they had before we had loudspeakers that you could get everybody's attention with that whistle. And you pipe the side, basically, to notify that a sailor has gone home. So.
Does that replace the 21-gun salute?
No, it's just part
it's
of it.
It's a separate.
We do everything exactly the same. The only thing is for the sea services, they get the bosun's call on top of everything else.
I've never heard that. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Well, being an ex-bosun's man,
you would
we
know
had to
about
do that all the time. So, and actually, Ralph Earp, one of the members of the American Legion, is a retired Navy chief corpsman. And he asked me about that one time and had a friend of his who was also a bosun's mate who passed away.
Right.
And I did it. And then after that, it just kind of added on.
I'm being curious. How do you do it? Do you have a whistle?
It's just a bosun's pipe. You'd have to really see it. And it's by blowing through the pipe and opening and closing your hand over the bowl.
Yeah.
It changes the sound and the pitch.
Can you bring it next time?
Yeah, I'll bring it next time.
I'm interested.
I
like to learn
time.
About new things.
Yeah, we'd have to do it a little bit farther away from the microphone. It'd probably bust our listeners.
I don't know. It's probably got a max. It'd probably cut it off. You couldn't hear it on the radio.
But actually, I've done that before. There were several different radio stations where I was stationed at who wanted that as an attention getter for an advertisement.
Oh, really?
And they would call me to come in and record it so they could do that. So.
And it's a pipe of
bosun's
some kind.
Bosun's pipe. Yeah.
Huh. Learn something every day. People need to know that if you have a loved one that's in the that was in the military, you would need to let the funeral home know.
Yeah,
it's
our
not
funeral,
something that cost
here,
either.
No. Yeah. Our funeral home directors all know what's available. We have a brochure that's there in each of our funeral homes. And they've always done them. Because we were noticing yesterday that two veterans are on the list from our funeral homes. and neither one of them have requested the military rights.
Right.
Now, the one individual we noticed was just doing a memorial service, and that may have been why. But sometimes I think what the problem is the veteran has not mentioned to his family or her family that they want
right.
the military right. And a lot, because we get that a lot of times, well, you know, dad, mom,
yeah.
uncle, whatever, never mentioned
right.
that they wanted it.
And
but it's
maybe,
entitled yeah. for every veteran.
Right. And maybe they didn't know.
Yep.
So this
a lot
is,
of times they don't.
This is one way to get the word out, because we do want to honor our veterans. We appreciate. It's biblical. You know, the Bible says to give honor to whom honor is mm-hmm. due. And people that serve in the military, they sacrifice. They dedicate a certain part of their lives, and they go into it knowing that this could end up in the ultimate sacrifice. You know, when you sign on the dotted line, you really don't know what the future is going to bring or where it'll take you in the world. So there's certainly an element of sacrifice in there. And so we do appreciate our veterans. We honor our veterans. I appreciate Brother Rick coming and sharing with us about Veterans Day. We certainly want to invite him back next Memorial Day. And
with the
boatsman's pipe. I'm going to hold you to that. But our time is going to get gone by today. We have a song today, and I think you'll really like this. This is a gospel song, but the name of it is I Have Not Forgotten. And I trust you'll get a blessing out of it as you listen in. We want to send this out and dedicate it to all of our veterans. And we hope you have a great week, a great Veterans Day. God bless you. Thank you, Rick, for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
Great pleasure.
Have a great Tuesday or Saturday, depending on when you're listening.
Yeah.
God bless.
God bless.